How Cain Murdered His Brother, Genesis 4, verse 8a. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. Our translation has it, and Cain said to Abel his brother, adding the words, "Let us go outdoors." But this is one of the inventions of the rabbis, to whom how much credit is to be given, I have fully shown. Lyra, following the invention of Ibn Ezra, relates that Cain told his brother how severely he had been rebuked of the Lord. But who would believe that, for which there is no authority in the Scriptures? We hold, therefore, to that meaning of the text which the Scriptures plainly show to be its true sense, that Cain, being reprobated or rejected of God, indulged his wrath, and that he now added to his former sins contempt of his parents and of the Word, thinking thus within himself, "The promised seed of the woman belongs to me as the firstborn, but my brother Abel, that contemptible one, and that one of naught, is evidently preferred to me by the divine authority itself, manifested by the fire from heaven consuming his sacrifice. What shall I do, therefore? I will dissemble my wrath until an opportunity of taking vengeance shall occur." The words, therefore, "And Cain spoke to Abel his brother," I understand as meaning that Cain, dissembling his anger, conducted himself toward Abel as toward a brother, and that he spoke to him and conversed with him as if he bore with a quiet mind the divine rejection he had just experienced, and the sentence of God thus pronounced against him. It was in this manner also that Saul dissembled his wrath, who likewise pretended a benevolent mind and good will toward David. "I know well," said Saul, "that thou shalt surely be king," 1 Samuel 24:20. And yet he was all the while thinking of the way in which, having killed David, he might prevent his being king. Just in the same way did Cain now converse in dissimulation with Abel his brother, saying to him, "I see that thou art chosen of the Lord. I envy thee not this divine blessing," etc., etc. This is the very manner of hypocrites. They pretend friendship until an opportunity of doing the harm they intend presents itself. That such is the true sense of the passage, all the circumstances clearly show. For if Adam and Eve could have gathered the least suspicion of the intended murder, think you not that they would have either restrained Cain or removed Abel, and placed the latter out of danger? But as Cain had altered his countenance and his carriage toward his brother, and had talked with him in a brotherly manner, they thought all was safe, and the son had bowed to and acquiesced in the admonition of the father. This outward appearance and carriage deceived Abel also, who, if he had feared anything like murder from his brother, would doubtless have fled from him, as Jacob fled from Esau when he feared his brother's wrath. What, therefore, could possibly have come into the mind of Jerome when he believed the rabbis who say that Cain was here expostulating with his brother? Wherefore, Cain is here the image and the picture of all the hypocrites and murderers who, under the show of godliness, slaughter the good. For Cain, thus being besieged by Satan, covers his wrath, waiting the opportunity to slay his brother Abel. Meanwhile, he converses with him, as a brother beloved, that he might the sooner lay his hands upon him unawares. This passage, therefore, is intended for our instruction, that we may learn to understand the ways of murderers and hypocrites. For thus it truly always comes to pass that every Cain talks with his brother, as Cain of old talked brotherly with Abel. And on the other hand also, every Abel trusts in every Cain as a brother would trust a brother, and thus he is murdered, and the pious parents, meanwhile, are deceived. Just so the Pope and the bishops of this day talk and consult much concerning the peace and the concord of the Church, but he is most assuredly deceived who does not understand all these counsels directly the contrary. For true is that word of the Psalm, "The workers of iniquity speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts." Psalm 28, verse 3. For the very nature of all hypocrites is that they carry an appearance of goodness, speak friendly to you, pretend humility, patience, and charity, and give alms, etc., and yet They are all the while planning slaughter in their heart. Let us learn, therefore, by this history to know a Cain, and to guard best against him when he speaks the most friendly and as a brother to a brother. For it is in this way that our adversaries, the bishops and the pope, talk with us in our day, while they pretend a desire for concord and peace, and seek reconciliation of doctrines, whereas if an opportunity of seizing us and executing their rage upon us should present itself, you would soon hear them speak in a very different tone. For all the time, there is death in the pot. 2 Kings 4, verse 40. And under the best and sweetest words, there lies concealed a deadly poison.